From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An Iraqi general says special forces troops have taken control of the state television building inside Mosul. The government troops entered the city for the first time since 2014 when it was taken over by the Islamic State group. Major General Sami al-Ardidi said the troops engaged in fierce fighting with IS militants. The United Nations is warning the Syrian government and rebel forces that they will be guilty of war crimes or might be guilty of war crimes in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Government troops have been trying to take control of rebel-held neighborhoods in the city's east, carrying out a siege that has cut off food and aid to the area. An independent investigation into July's violence in South Sudan's capital has concluded that UN military and mission personnel failed to protect civilians and aid workers. Margaret Bashir reports.
The investigation, headed by retired Dutch General Patrick Kamert, found that a lack of leadership on the part of key senior mission personnel culminated in a chaotic and ineffective response to the violence. The fighting between government soldiers supporting President Salva Kiir and troops loyal to opposition leader Riek Machar erupted July 8th near the presidential palace. More than 300 people were killed, and the fighting led to attacks, killings, rapes, looting, and other atrocities on the local population and foreign aid workers. Peacekeepers from China and Nepal were singled out for their poor performance during the episode. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Civil society activists are urging India and Pakistan to de-escalate military tensions and resume peace talks. The two nations have been firing at each other over the Kashmir line of control for weeks. This is VOA News. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump rallied supporters Tuesday in states they see as crucial to winning the November 8th U.S. presidential election. Clinton made stops in three cities in Florida. She called on Trump to release his tax returns before the election. She was particularly interested in the amount of money he gave to charity and whether or not he has dealings with Russian interests. She also criticized his treatment of women, calling him a bully. Trump visited Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He told early voters that if they have already voted for Clinton and are having buyer's remorse, they can change their ballots before Election Day. That is the case in only four of the states. National surveys are still showing Democrat Clinton 2 to 4 percentage points ahead of Republican Trump. Democrats, meanwhile, are trying to win enough seats to gain control of the U.S. Senate. After 6 years of Republican control, Democrats are hoping to gain the upper hand by winning several key races. According to provisional results released Tuesday, more than 90% of Ivory Coast citizens have voted to approve a new constitution. A weekend referendum on the new constitution was boycotted by opponents who are now declaring the vote to be fraudulent. Opponents fear that the new document will make it easier for President Alassane Ouattara to choose his own successor. The president says the changes are necessary to establish stability in the country. Opposition leaders in Venezuela have suspended parliamentary efforts to oust President Nicolas Maduro and have postponed a planned anti-government protest march. The moves follow the socialist government's release from jail of four activists. Mr. Maduro met with opponents on Sunday for talks backed by the Vatican. The opposition wants more jailed activists to be released and is threatening to walk out of the talks if the government does not meet its demand for an early election. For the first time, the U.S. government is publicly warning of the possibility of terrorist attacks in India carried out by the Islamic State group. A brief security message for U.S. citizens in India issued Tuesday at the embassy in New Delhi calls on Americans to maintain a high level of vigilance and increase their security awareness, especially at religious sites, markets, and festival venues. Amnesty International is demanding Russia immediately and unconditionally release Ildar Dadin, an anti-Kremlin protester jailed for participation in unauthorized demonstrations. In a statement Tuesday, the rights group urged Russian authorities to investigate Dadin's allegations of torture described in a letter from the prison. He alleges beatings, humiliation, and rape threats. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.